brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by the Lightspeed Zulu, simply the quietest, most comfortable headset in the world and preferred by professional pilots everywhere. Phillips 66 Aviation, with over 725 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number 2927.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2010 in Atlanta. I'm with Jack Pelton, CEO of Cessna. Jack, you just gave a presentation on a new product for Cessna, the new Citation 10. I'd like to ask you about, in general, going forward, market conditions. The company has done some serious restructuring. What are you looking at for the GA market 3 to 5 years hence?
Well, we see that the recovery that we thought was going to occur at the end of 2010 is really getting pushed out to the end of 2011 at best. We don't think that the recovery is going to be a V-shaped snapback, that it's really going to be a long, slow recovery, very similar to what the forecasts are in GDP growth, which is it's got some positive growth, but it's certainly not the numbers we've seen in the past. We went into 2010 really betting that there would be improvement at the end of the year and we would see that momentum carry into 11. So we had set production rates with a little bit of aggressiveness, with an assumption that, we had some unsold product in the year, but that we'd find a way to sell it, and that just has not materialized. So we've taken another look out through the end of 11. We've sized our production, which we think is going to be doable, but not compromising the ability to ramp up if it recovers, and resized our company around that. The resizing has been around the production manufacturing areas along with all of our overhead costs. We're now at a size where we had to look at redundancies in areas where we had multiple finance operations, areas we had multiple contracting, procurement, marketing, to really look at those and become more efficient and have to contract in those particular areas.
From Cessna's point of view, what are the factors in the non-recovery? Why aren't we seeing it?
Well, we're still seeing a lot of issues that are affecting it. That the general worldwide economy is certainly the underlying piece, and one that in general aviation we've always lagged that overall economy recovery. We still have, while people are talking about GDP growing, we still have high unemployment rates. We have companies that are not spending capital because of their unsured of their tax position in the coming years. People are not flying the hours that we've seen in the past. We have a used market out there today that has pricing that just makes it very, very difficult from a value proposition to say you ought to buy new when you can get very new used product at staggeringly low prices. All of that has to work its way through the system. It's, I think, very similar to what we're seeing in the housing market and other areas. Those conditions have got to improve before we see real new retail demand and production rates increasing.
Cessna continues to have the widest product range in the GA industry, including the Skycatcher. You mentioned that briefly. Give us a brief update on the Skycatcher project.
Well, I think we finally have broken through on getting production ramped up. We now have over 30 airplanes that have come out of our facility in Shenyang, China, here stateside, to be assembled, and it's we're getting a more consistent volume out of there. So that's the good news. We still have customers that are anxious to get their airplanes, and we haven't done our best at satisfying, so that's a little bit of a black eye on us, but we're working our way through it. The good news is the product quality has been excellent. The feedback we're getting from people who are operating the airplanes, either personally or training in it, has also been very, very good. So we've got a winner there. We just got to continue to ramp it up. And, in this economy, I don't think our inability to ramp up has hurt us any. So we're committed to it, and we're gonna get it done.
All right. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Jack.
Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for listening.
Wouldn't you rather fly with a headset preferred 3-to-1 by professional pilots over other premium headsets? Come discover how you can trade up to Zulu, even from other premium brands, by visiting Lightspeed Aviation in booth number 1840 at NBAA.